Anyways, and I saw this weird animal while I was diving in my pond and while I was ice fishing. I call this awesome animal a water bird. It lives in a marine environment. I made this awesome podcast because I wanted to let the people know about this extraordinary animal. This extraordinary animal has waterproof feathers. These waterproof feathers make it so when the water bird goes in the water, it does not get wet. This works by the cool waterproof feathers keeping the water bird insulated from the water and cold temperatures. Let's take a quick break to learn about my animal's environment. Hey, did you know that the majority of life on our lovely planet is aquatic, which is all of the water animals? This amazing animal, which is called a water bird, has hollow bones in its skeleton. These hollow bones help the animal fly faster and move faster too. This also makes getting away from predators easier. I saw the water bird fluff up its feathers when I was ice fishing. This great adaptation helps the water bird by trapping a large volume of warm air close to its body, which keeps the water bird warm in the long freezing winter. Hello again, let's learn more about my animal's environment. I just wanted to tell you that less than 5% of our awesome planet's oceans have been explored. Isn't that insane? Also, while I was ice fishing, I saw the water bird flying south. This wonderful adaptation, which is migration, helps the water bird by it knowing to fly south in the winter to find its food. The water bird has an adaptation of gills too. This extraordinary adaptation takes all the oxygen out of the water which it is swimming in. Then after it takes the oxygen out of the water, it lets the carbon dioxide back into the water. Hello for the last time. Let's learn more about my animal's environment. I just wanted to tell you that the longest mountain chain on our wonderful planet is under the water. Did you know that? While I was looking at my pond one morning, I saw the water bird spear a fish with its long spear-like beak. This wonderful adaptation helps this awesome animal by letting it be able to get its dinner easier, which is a fish. Thank you for listening to Blaze's podcast about this awesome animal that I call a water bird. My favorite adaptation was the waterproof feathers, which helps the water bird by insulating it from the water and the cold temperatures.